This is a story we've talked about renovictions in the past before, but this one kind of takes it to the next level. So imagine after finding herself homeless after multiple previous evictions, Carla White finally found a home she could afford, a small bachelor apartment right in the heart of downtown St. Catherine, right around St. Hubert, for $400 a month.
It's a good deal.
$400 a month. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing deal. But now her stability is threatened by a major development looking to turn her building into a 176-unit condo project. Thing is, Carla doesn't want to leave, even though Mondev, the developer, has offered her not $1,000, but $20,000 to do just that. Now, this has been going on apparently for a while, and
years.
They're not able to get together and work something out, so we thought we'd try to find out more. Emmanuel Johnson is a tenant's right lawyer. He represents Carla White. He's on the line right now. Mr. Johnson, thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you for the invitation.
I don't want to misappropriate the facts here, so if you will, has everything I've set up till now been fairly accurate?
Yes, that's exactly the situation. We have a low-income tenant paying a rent which is very reasonable. These kind of rents, we don't find them anymore in Montreal. And the question is, where is she going to go? And how much compensation will be necessary to make sure that she can maintain some stability in her housing situation.
So I mentioned $20,000. That's a fair chunk of change for someone to move, is it not?
Well, if you consider the fact that she's paying $400 a month rent now, and the average rents in Montreal are well over $1,000 a month, so how long would that amount actually last her? And we're mm-hmm. talking about somebody with fixed income. So sounds like a lot of money, but if you're spending $1,500 or, you know, we see apartments for $2,000, it's not going to last her.
Okay.
It's not going to last her very long.
Understood.
I have to say, on the whole, out of the gate, I side with her in so much that she's losing her home, and this is not fair, and so she should be compensated. However, when I read that she's looking for $50,000, I'm like, okay, that's a lot. And then beyond that, the developer has tried to find an apartment for her, have they not? But this is not happening. Where are we at with this?
Well, we believe that negotiations, if they're going to be fruitful, we have to do them. We have to sit down and not necessarily do them on the radio or in the public sphere.
Let me stop you there. Where we said this has been going on for a while, so let's add some perspective here. How long has this back and forth gone on?
Well, listen, I have to say that I'm fairly recent in the file. I mean, I know that the project has been in the works for some time, but from our client's position, we're still very willing to negotiate and negotiate in good faith. Again, we're talking about a project. You mentioned 176 units of condominiums. Don't forget there's not a single unit of affordable housing or social mm-hmm. housing that is going to be built in this project. So I haven't seen the promoter's business plan, but I can presume that the profits are can easily go into the millions. So if we're talking about a few thousand dollars separating the parties, I really...
Yes.
I'd really be surprised
okay.
if that's going to put the promoter project into financial okay. danger.
Are we talking about a few thousand dollars, Mr. Johnson? What would it take for Carla? And I know you don't want to be too, you know, open about it, but nonetheless, can you give us an idea of what would her happy?
It's going to take, like I said, if we're unable to offer her a adequate dwelling, it's going to take, again, a sufficient amount to guarantee her housing stability in Montreal.
Long-term.
For at least 5 years.
Okay.
Mr. Johnson, stay right there. Michael Owen, who owns one of the owners of Mondev, they're the developer on this particular project, is on the line. Michael, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You heard what Emmanuel Johnson had to say. You know, this is kind of tough because obviously it's a David Goliath kind of a situation here. You want this woman to be able to live. We understand you're not going to find, she's never going to find another apartment for $400 a month. It seems like $20,000 was a fair offer, but you heard her lawyer suggest, look, she just wants some stability in her life. Where do you go with this?
Well, the thing I don't understand about this conversation is I understand her desire for stability, and I certainly you know, I feel for her and all the other people that are, you know, having trouble finding housing in what is really a housing crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Our response to this entire discussion was to offer Ms. White an apartment in a building nearby that we own for exactly the same price of $400 per month. It is a much better apartment than the one that she has now, at least in my opinion it is. It's more roomy, it's got more space, it's got a functioning stove, it's in my opinion a major step up. We went as far as to sign a lease with her name on it, with the address of this building, at $400. And, you know, this lease was basically thrown in the garbage and was refused categorically. So I don't understand where the conversation is going and where the negotiation is going, because it seems that every time we try to do something, it gets shoved aside. And the latest request from Ms. White is that she will not settle for anything less than a penthouse apartment, you know, with a western view and a huge terrace. So,
all right,
you know,
so
our reaction to this is that we've gone from a requirement of housing stability to somebody that, you know, is behaving like there's a lottery ticket that was just
right.
won.
So you're making it sound like she's trying to hit the jackpot here, right? She kind of figures the bad publicity will hurt, you'll cough up, and she'll end up in a much better place. I wonder how much of this is, and I hate to even bring this up, I would imagine had you been able to talk to her directly, you might have gotten somewhere, but I think once lawyers may have gotten involved here, because she now has legal representation, things might have changed. Is that accurate, do you think?
We've attempted to speak with Ms. White, and we've spoken with Ms. White on many occasions. Mr. Johnson is her second lawyer in the file. And we've just reached a complete impasse, and it's unfortunate because there's absolutely nobody on the Mondev team that wants to see anybody homeless or have any kind of difficulty. So it really is sad that we're at this stage, and it's even worse that it's being discussed on the radio and in newspaper articles. And, you know, frankly, the only reason I accepted this call is because I want people to know our side of the story. We're not Goliath, you know, and I don't think that that's really relevant to this conversation. You know, the conversation is Carla needs a place to live, and we've offered that to her to make room for 176 other people that need places to live.
Well, to your point, look, to your point, to be fair, Michael, you are the Goliath in the story here. You're talking about a woman who's paying $400 a month in rent. And it seems to me people will look at this, and I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but it's pretty obvious. People look at this and go, here's a company that's going to make millions on a project, and they don't want to cough up money to give to this woman. Although, as you describe it, you've seemed to me to have kind of tried to do as much as you possibly can do, including finding her a place. If stability was the issue and you've offered her an apartment, that seems to be a pretty big move forward.
I'd like to ask a specific question with regards to that, because it's not the space necessarily. I know now you're saying she would like a penthouse, but regardless, you've offered her an apartment for an amount that she can afford. Did you offer it to her for an extensive period of time? Because that seems to be one of her biggest concerns.
Well, we signed a lease for her. And as everybody knows, and her lawyer can certainly explain it to her, the lease is regulated by the Régie du Logement.
Right.
So next year, there was never a concern raised, at least not by her, that, you know, we wouldn't respect that same lease.
So I will ask, because then if it would go up even 2, 3, 5, whatever the regime would allow, it's still not going to go to $1,000 a month. It seems to me like that's a pretty good deal for her. So, Michael, let me ask you.
She could have stayed in this apartment as long as she would have liked.
Okay.
Okay, so there's no risk of her being renovicted from that apartment.
And that's a concern for her,
not.
So that's no longer a concern. So let me ask you, Michael, where does this go from here?
I truly don't know. There's a hearing at the DG in the month of June, and I suppose a judge will decide what compensation is fair.
Okay.
Mr. Johnson, are you still there? Are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Can I ask you what you think of what you've just heard, and if you feel like that might be, I know you don't want to do negotiations publicly, but it was what you're hearing in line with what you were aware of, and does it sound reasonable?
Well, listen, it's easy to come out and say we offered this and we offered that. Again, I don't want to get into the details of the negotiation. Yes, our client was offered a dwelling, which she did not, which was not adequate for her. She didn't feel safe with where the dwelling was located. And she did identify another dwelling that was that she would accept. But she's not closing any doors. What she wants most of all is to have a home, and with that stability. So it's not true that all she's looking for is a cash payout. The first priority is to have a dwelling. And again, as you mentioned, the millions of dollars in profits are going to be made.
Okay,
that complicated an issue to come to an agreement, and we're willing
to... With respect to how much money is going to be made by Mondev, I don't understand why that's necessarily part of this argument. We're not going to discuss this, but you said the first thing is a place to live. What's the next thing? Does she want a cash settlement beyond that or not?
Well, if there's no... Because what's been stated is that we offered her one apartment, and it was take it or leave it. So if there's no other dwellings available, then that's what's left, a cash settlement.
Okay.
But she's still willing to take an adequate apartment with that stability, not a one-year lease.
Understood. Mr. Johnson, I want to thank you for your time. We're running way late here. Mm-hmm. And we'll follow up on the story. Have you changed your opinion somewhat based on what you've heard?
I think it's a very tricky situation, and I'm sympathetic. I'm a little more sympathetic to the developer than I was, but I still remain sympathetic to Carla, who just wants a home, right?